here's a story from The World.
For months now, Japan and Hawaii have been in talks about forming a pandemic partnership.
Hawaii to, それはよく知られているハワイなのに知らないことが多い場所。
A promotional ad there encouraging Japanese tourism to the islands. Japan and Hawaii have a long travel history, so a travel bubble does make sense. Yesterday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe gave the idea the thumbs up. Hawaii is the only U.S. state to make Japan's safe travel list. It would certainly give a boost to Hawaii's flagging economy. The state's taken a huge hit after tourism and travel came to a grinding halt during the pandemic. So an agreement with Japan is a step in the right direction. As of March, Hawaii had less than 2,000 reported cases of COVID-19. The only state that had fewer was Vermont. Then yesterday, Hawaii's governor, David Ige, dropped this announcement.
This is the first time that we've had and seen more than 100 cases here in Hawaii. This is a new record, and we know that over the past week or so, we have seen higher and higher records set.
And the news from Japan, also not good.
Tokyo reports the highest COVID-19 cases in the country. The majority are their young people. It's from nighttime entertainment, and there is a trend of infection within the family.
Singapore's CNA News there reporting on a second wave of the coronavirus in Japan. Japan recorded around 1,500 new infections today. That's the third straight day of record daily increases.